Thanks for stopping by. Glad that you took the time. Now part two of my interview with the CEO of Truth Social, Devin Nunes. We get into what's happening in Congress now, what might be happening in the upcoming elections, and can we believe that the election result will be one of integrity? Now part two with Devin Nunes. It's Devin Nunes, CEO of Truth Social. Go to truthsocial.com, find out more there. What's interesting to me is that every other day, big tech, big media, big anybody who could denigrate Trump or you would say Truth Social failed. It flopped. It's a failure. It's no good. It's not going anywhere. And the entire time you had a step-by-step plan that was being implemented, I would go on my show and say, listen, it works well for me, but I was in on the beta test. You'll be in soon enough. If you're on the waiting list, I don't think you really have to wait for 200,000 people in front of you. I think it's going to happen pretty quickly. And thank God you did that just a few days ago, and then the stars did align. Devin, you and I both know that social media is not a zero-sum game. I can be on Twitter, Facebook, Getter, Truth Social, Instagram, and it doesn't hurt anybody if I'm on all of them. If you've got a favorite one, you can stick to that one, and maybe if you're not in media like me, you don't have all of them. But it doesn't really hurt that Elon Musk, who's a free speech guy, takes Twitter, because now people will be more apt to say, okay, we've got two now that actually, you know, look at us and give us a real fair shake now. We can go on Truth, we can go on Twitter, we can go on maybe another one or two and not worry about TikTok and not worry about Instagram or Facebook. Do you see it the same way? It's not a zero-sum game. It doesn't hurt you if I'm on Twitter, does it?
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I mean, I encourage people to go on to all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, what is our comparative advantage here? Our comparative advantage is we're the one place that's going to be family friendly, not censored politically, and you know you're going to be safe, right? As long as President Trump is here and I'm here, we're going to keep this company safe, and we're not going to allow this company to be shut down by any of these tech tyrants, right? So that's the advantage you have with us. Then over time, what is our goal? Our goal is to take the best of all of these platforms into one. So kind of my view, now look, you know, here's the reality. And this is going to be, this is Twitter's challenge right now that they're going to have, is they don't have a lot of users.
Right.
And they're, you know, I mean, this is not my words, Elon Musk's words. I think he said it was a ghost town and that, you know, prominent people weren't posting and there's a lot of fake bots.
Yeah.
You know, he's the one that said that. Of course, I've known that for a long time. And it was pretty clear, Joe, through the beta test when so many people were getting so much more engagement on Truth, just in a beta test at our nascent stage with only iOS system working, how was it possible that people were getting so many followers, so much engagement? So, you know, Twitter's kind of a PR, it's basically a PR line global internet service, right? For Hollywood celebs and political hacks and corporations to put their stuff out. That's all it is. It's no more than that. Instagram is a different character, and so is TikTok. And, you know, that's where the eyeballs are. And, you know, that's the competition.
Okay.
Facebook is kind of dying, but, you know, we would like to ultimately build groups, allow people to bring their media, their pictures, their videos, things that they've had on Facebook for many, many years. That's our goal, to be able to get to that point. So kind of keep it intuitive and easy like it is now, you know, as a user, but then, you know, have these basically the best of all the worlds and be the safe place. That's our goal. So we're really analyzing. And as you know, Instagram, you know, that's a place that it's great in terms of if you go there just to view stuff, but they keep you there. And if you're a content creator, it's not a great place. It was never a great place for me to go and post my videos or my podcast.
Right.
It wasn't a great place to go because people get onto Instagram and they just sit there and stare at the screen for hours on end. But for me as a content creator, it wasn't worth really my time to be on Instagram.
And by the way, when Zuckerberg bought it, the same restrictions that befall me on Facebook befall me on Instagram. They have the same restrictions and censorship. So I'm really glad that Truth Social, listen, I can do everything on Truth Social that I can do on Instagram, that I can do on TikTok, that I can do on Getter, that I can do on Twitter. I really do like that. The UI is very easy to follow. I had no problems whatsoever following it. But I've got to ask you this. With the freak out about Twitter now going to be a free speech site, according to Elon Musk, I take him at his word. I think you're right. I think he's middle of the road. I don't think he's a conservative. I think he's a middle of the road guy who really does love the fact that we have free speech here. People need to have free speech also on Truth and elsewhere. What verification system do you have in place that there won't be a bunch of bots show up to shout us down on Truth? Is everybody verified who goes on Truth? You know that they're all real people?
Yeah, we have a two-factor verification, right? So I mean, look, there's scams, there's ways to get around it.
Yeah.
But look, ultimately, we'll find you. And then, you know, we have rules, right? Like we're not going to censor politically, but we're not going to allow for illegal activity. So it's pretty easy, Joe, actually, to spot, you know, the kind of these bots and fake accounts, because, you know, what they immediately do is they get in, they call themselves MAGA supporting, we love Trump. And then they go in and they put child porn on, you know, illegal activity on. So, you know, we catch them pretty quickly. And, you know, and that's one of the things, as you know, from the beta test. And you know, we have that little content screen that goes over and then, you know, over stuff that you know, our system deems that could be sensitive.
Right.
But it's no big deal. It's just a button you push and it comes down.
Right.
And that'll get better over time as we get better at it. But, you know, we have that there because we really do want to have a clean site. Like, I don't want the illegal stuff on the site. I want to be family friendly. But, you know, we're going to ensure that there's not going to be a bunch of bots, not a bunch of fake accounts, and that, you know, we're never going to get shut down by some, you know, tech oligarch jackass.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's our... You know, that's our goal here is to stay away from those folks. And that's our commitment to, you know, to our users. And, you know, I like to say we're going to put the customer first. It's exciting. It's exciting times. I mean, yesterday was a phenomenal day to see what's happened. But I just, you know, we're going to gain a lot of users. We're going to get big. But the big boys are TikTok, owned by China, and Instagram. Those are where those are kind of the people that we really need to get to our platform, you know, some way, shape, or form. You know, it's kind of those people that are in the middle that will come to a place that's not going to be using algorithms to feed them propaganda, which is what Instagram and TikTok do, and of course Twitter, you know, still does. We'll see if they were able to fix it.
Well, we've gone over our time. If you don't mind, a few more minutes. I just want to talk about Congress, if we can. And
I'll make one more thing,
please.
That's I think important is new users. Just as you're talking to people. You know, we're not using an algorithm in the feed. So everything is chronological. So people have to understand if I post something at 7 o'clock and you post something at 7:30 and somebody else posts something at 8 o'clock, well, if you're following, you know, a bunch of people, thousands of people, it's possible, you know, that your feed, like my post, you're not going to see.
Right.
Right. So it's important to remember, because we're not using an algorithm and saying, no, just because, you know, Joe pushed on, you know, looked at Devin's feed a bunch of times, that Devin's always in the top of the feed. We don't do it that way. It's just the time you put the feed is the time that it goes in the feed. So,
and the feed is actually a chronological time frame feed that it used to be elsewhere before they put all these algorithms in that said, Devin's no good. Don't show anybody Devin. I love the way that you guys are doing it. I think that it's really going to be beneficial. I want to talk. I'm going to make two parts out of this, Devin, if you don't mind. So let me ask you about Congress. Congress is a real mess. It looks as though, I think there are 30 or 40 representatives not running for re-election. They know they're done. They're not going to win. You've got a bunch of people who are coming through that the president, the former president, is endorsing. But there are some who are saying they're Republicans that really aren't. We're not really sure where they stand on things. What do you see happening in November? And what can you say to those watching and listening who are really afraid? They're conservative. They're America First values people like we are. But they're afraid that their vote isn't going to count because they really think that it was stolen from them in 2020. What do you say?
Well, look, I would say number one, not to bring this back to truth, but it's why I left Congress, to make sure that we had a communications architecture that opens up the internet and gives people their voice back. I mean, that's step number one. You can't win a war, whether it's a kinetic war or a propaganda war, without basic communications architecture. And it's really just it's one of the bedrocks of a democratic republic to have that free and open town square, and we're creating it, right? So, you know, as we grow and grow and grow, you know, we have the capacity now to take on millions. Once that all happens, you know, that's going to be a huge advantage. You know, and I'm not talking about advantage left or right or center. I'm talking about advantage for people to have a free flow of ideas, you know, which we don't have. That's, you know, go back to the chronological part. You know, if I'm always getting on TikTok and getting stuff, you know, directly sent to me from, you know, the Chinese Communist Party,
right,
or always getting on Instagram and getting whatever Zuckerberg and the tech oligarchs want me to see, you know, over time, you know, those people in the middle are going to have a problem. So that's why, you know, number one, letting the free flow of information at least get to the people who want to be on truth. It's just a key component to a basic democratic republic. Secondly, what I would say is that they're very successful with all the fake news and owning all social media companies. They're very successful at propaganda. But guess what? They have a little problem. Their crap doesn't work. And because they ran essentially two avatars for president and vice president, okay, this was all the Obama people behind the scenes that were running this. And I, look, I'm just repeating what I said, you know, back when I was in Congress.
Right.
So I'm not, I'm just, you know, regurgitating that just to make sure, you know, I'm not trying to be political here because I am running a company. But, you know, I said it then, I still hold to that now, that, you know, you know, this campaign by Biden and Harris was run from a basement. But now we're paying the price for this, and you just can't get past $6, $7 gas like I paid in California a couple weeks ago. You can't get past the rising prices in the supermarket. You can't get past, you know, all the nonsense with the masks and all the craziness that's went on. And you know, they've just and then they just can't communicate. I mean, they're both completely incapable of communicating. And then all the people, you know, the inmates are running the insane asylum.
Yeah.
And they've got all these hard leftists that are promoting all this crap. I mean, how did you, when we just, like, we woke up one day and, you know, and like everybody just put all their wokeism on steroids, whether it's, you know, what you see with Disney or Netflix or Twitter or Facebook. I mean, they've gone completely bonkers. And so no matter how much propaganda you put out, you still got to go buy, you know, buy stuff at the grocery store.
That's true.
Fill up your tank of gas.
Well, Devin, isn't it kind of good, though? I mean, because they always do this. The left always crosses the line and goes too far. I thank God they jumped the shark and they don't think about it, because then you and I can say, see, we told you what they were going to do. We're now the fact that they came in and undid every good thing Trump did. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. You don't want people to flood across the border. You don't want to pay $8 for a gallon of gasoline. You don't want to go and not find ground beef for less than $6 a pound. So this affects everybody. This is almost the Rudy Giuliani, George Pataki effect in New York. How did those two Republicans win in New York? Because New Yorkers were sick of being killed in the street and paying too much for things that they needed. So I'm kind of glad that they did this, because this is going to give us a real opportunity, not only this November, but November 2024, no?
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. I mean, that's basically my point, is all the propaganda in the world can't save you from that. I mean, there's just too many, and they don't have, you know, typically, you know, dictatorships, you know, they usually have a couple things going for them. They control everything, right, by either with propaganda and brute force, but they typically have somebody who can, definitely communicate. In this case, I mean, these two people, they can't even communicate.
Right.
And then they're promoting, like, look, Putin, Xi, they're bad people, really bad people,
yes.
Both dictators. Okay. I spent a lot of time studying them and dealing with them, all my time on the intelligence committee. But, what are they doing? They're building coal-fired power plants. They're drilling for natural gas. They're ensuring that they have food. They have a strong military. They have cheap energy. Basic things that you need to live on the planet Earth, right? What are these guys doing? They are worshiping things that are completely nuts, that quite frankly, Putin and Xi love. Putin and Xi love this whole green economy nonsense, because they know it helps China, it helps Russia, and it hurts the United States of America.
Right.
But they pay homage to this radical ideology of this, this green global warming. I say they pray to the global warming gods, and now we pay $6.50 for gas, right? We have a shortage of natural gas. We can't, all around the world. I mean, it's just completely, completely nuts. It's not going to work. And I'll just go back to Joe. That's why we have to have something like Rumble, where we can put videos up and know they're going to be there and not disappear. And we have a place like Truth Social that, you can be on a social media platform where you're not going to be censored. You're not going to be given algorithms, and where you're not going to be shut down.
He's the CEO of Truth Social. Go to truthsocial.com. Going to start rolling out to the web UI. Going to start rolling out the Google Play Store eventually. It's on iOS now. If you've got an iOS device, go and get it right now. It's a great platform. I really, really like it. Last question, and I wonder if you've got an opinion on this, Devin. Who do you think is really running the joint? It's not Joe Biden. It's not Kamala Harris. It's not Jill Biden. I don't think it's Nancy Pelosi. Is it Ron Klain? Who's making these decisions? Is it Barack Obama?
It's basically, I mean, it's players you probably haven't heard of. I mean, maybe some people have, but you've got the old Obama people are essentially in kind of the two power positions, both national security advisor and domestic advisor. That's Susan Rice, which many, she's kind of well known. I think most people know her, and a guy named Sullivan. They're basically Obama people. And then you have kind of the Biden people. You know, they don't call me Joe. You probably surprised.
They don't?
They don't ask for my advice, and I don't get invited to their parties.
Right.
But you know, there's clearly kind of two factions there.
Yeah.
And those are the ones running it. And then, you know, who are they? It's like a Politburo system where you have to pay homage to the, you know, the global warming gods. You have to be kind of a lead from behind, right? That, you know, it's America's fault for everything that's happened in the world.
Right.
You know, those are kind of their leading philosophies that are socialist, extreme left-wing philosophies that simply don't work. And when you have, that's when I say it's the inmates running the insane asylum. When you have a Politburo system like that, but with two weak leaders that can't even communicate and things unraveling, creates for, sadly, I'm not plugging my book here, by the way, but, you know, I wrote Countdown to Socialism in 2020, and you know, it was a short little book. But sadly, I predicted a lot of what was going
to
happen.
Well, I'll promote it for you. Go and get Countdown to Socialism by Devin Nunes. Devin, thanks a million for coming on. CEO of Truth Social. Go to truthsocial.com. Get me on that web beta if you can.
Hey, absolutely.
Yeah, I would like to help out with that. But thank you for the platform. Thank you for giving us an alternative. And I'm glad that you're slow walking it to make sure that it can't be taken down and that it's going to be safe for everybody. Can we do this again sometime soon?
Absolutely, man. We'll get you on that beta test, okay?
Perfect. Devin, I appreciate it. Devin Nunes, again, go to truthsocial.com. Get the app right now. We're back right after this.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.